YouTube says it has had enough of vaccine misinformation on its site.
And false stories from phony sites to run circles around major news outlets.
Many people don't know the difference between something real and something created to deceive them.
Open your eyes.
If you've ever had this feeling that something was terribly wrong with the world that we live in, but you couldn't figure out just what it was, then you've come to the right place. Secret societies, mystery religions, and the Illuminati have been controlling our reality since the beginning of time. But not anymore, because there is an awakening happening, and you are about to become a part of it. Wake up, because this is a call for an uprising.
This is a call for an uprising. Welcome to today's show. Coming soon to America. Our government is probably going to do the same exact thing we're hearing that's happening in the UK. And of course, I'm talking about more than just implementing a digital ID, which they'll likely call something along the lines of what Trump just mentioned when he called it artificial intelligence certificates. At least that's what Trump called it when speaking to the United Nations. But if you haven't heard this, the government in the UK is considering allowing early release for thousands of rapists and violent criminals. That's right. The government will allow thousands of rapists, child sex offenders, and other violent criminals to be released early from prison. The conservatives claimed as a row over sentencing law reforms erupted ahead of MPs debating the sentencing bill introduced to tackle the growing prison population. On Tuesday, the Tories accused Labour of favoring criminals over victims and said the government's approach is a betrayal of actual victims. So you might say, well, why are they doing that? Why is there overpopulation going on in the prisons? And who are they making room for inside of those cells? Well, if you connect the dots with everything that's going on over in the UK, you very quickly can figure out that your government is willing to let more than 83% of child sex offenders and 62% of convicted rapists out of prison early to make room for guess who? People like us, because if you haven't been paying attention in the UK, people are being thrown in prisons over what they've said online. That's right, online speech is causing people to be arrested. The UK free speech crackdown has seen up to 30 people a day arrested for petty offenses such as retweets and cartoons. Well, you don't think that that's coming to America soon? With everything that Trump's doing, it's going to start with the Democrats. They're going to lose their right to free speech. We're already seeing it now. It's the seesaw effect, like I've talked about. First, it started with all of us getting canceled. Now it's them getting canceled. And of course, conservatives are calling for them to be canceled, like we saw after Charlie Kirk's assassination, supposedly. We saw how anybody out there who celebrated it should lose their job. They should lose their income. They should lose their privilege to speak online. They should be shamed out in public, behaving the same way that Democrats behaved, of course, during COVID, when people were trying to save people's lives by giving them actual information about what the vaccines were needed for. You know, nanotechnology, that black goo, graphene oxide, the internet of bodies. But of course, we all got silenced and shut down. And I believe one of the reasons that we're all back now is, of course, once this stuff is in place, this seesaw is going to turn again against all of us. That's what they're setting it up for. Donald Trump is bringing it all in. And the conservative alt-right media, the MAGA party, none of these people are paying attention to the AI governance infrastructure that's being built out. None of them are paying attention to the fact that they're doing the same exact thing that they begged and pleaded to not have happened to them 4 years ago when Biden was put into power, like canceling their accounts, like deleting their YouTube channels. And now they're calling for all of the same type of censorship against anybody who smiled at Charlie Kirk's assassination, anybody who questioned if it was a psyop or a false flag, or anybody out there that cheered and celebrated. And of course, this is all about behavioral control. So people in the UK are being arrested on a daily basis for free speech online, while your own government is flat out saying to your face, hey, we need to make room. We have overpopulation problems in our cells. We're going to let rapists and pedophiles out. And whom would they be replacing and putting in there? Because clearly their greatest concern is free speech, and it always will be. And on the cusp of all of that, of course, as I've discussed many times already, is the fact that the UK is releasing their mandatory digital ID. No digital ID, no job. And this is what government overreach looks like. But as long as people are fighting in the left-right paradigm and looking at one another instead of looking at Big Brother, that's how they'll be able to get this stuff implemented, right? Create some false flags, create some psyops, distract the masses while they continue to push these laws through. And now we're at a point where citizens are actually being arrested for free speech. And I've said it many times over, and I'll continue to say it. They are literally creating 1984. The book itself is a blueprint, and they're copying it. They're copying it. Because you know what the worst crime a person could commit in the novel 1984 was? Thought crimes. The ruling party of Oceania considers this to be the essential crime that contained all others in itself. The act of harboring any political, unorthodox, or rebellious thoughts against the party and its leader, Big Brother. And now you're seeing how MAGA is kind of living that way and operating that way. You're speaking against one of our favorite, you know, alt-right media content creators. You're speaking against our president. Well, that is just, no, that's not allowed. And of course, all they have to do in a couple of years, we don't know what the plan is. We don't know if they're keeping Trump in power or not, but just imagine they flip the switch and all this stuff is implemented and they put Gavin Newsom in as president. You think all this is going to last? All these rules and restrictions, the things that they're going to do with red flag laws, which are supposedly going to target people with mental health problems. Then they're going to change the language because Newsom's going to say trans people don't have mental health problems. Conspiracy theorists have mental health problems, right? Thought crimes, ladies and gentlemen. That's what your government's concerned with. They're not concerned with rapists or pedophiles. They've already proven that many times over because we see how they operate when it comes to rapists and pedophiles and how quickly they get let out of prison. In fact, in the UK, it's laughable how some of their trials even go. These people can get 25 years and be eligible for parole after committing mass murder, premeditated murder. So it's already insane enough over in the UK, and we know here in America it's only going to get crazier too. So let's just quickly, as we recap here, that they're going to be letting people out. They're also arresting people to replace the pedophiles and the rapists in jail with people who are posting memes, who are speaking out against the political parties in the UK while they're ready to bring in a digital ID, which will pretty much, I mean, you won't even have a bank account anymore. You won't be able to buy food anymore. You won't have electricity anymore because remember, all this technology that's going through smart devices is all going to be controllable from an outside source. And yeah, it's like the man behind the curtain. It's like Oz. And guess what? Oz is Big Brother, and Big Brother is your government. So what constitutes a thought crime, real quick, for anybody out there? Independent thought. This is what the main crime in 1984 is. Just keep that in mind. The worst crime a person commit in 1984 is a thought crime, which is harboring any political, unorthodox, or rebellious thoughts against the party and its leader. Okay? Independent thought. Any thoughts, beliefs, or opinions that deviate from the party's official doctrine and are considered a thought crime in Oceania. The party controls all information and insists on complete intellectual conformity. It's incredible when you read this and you read 1984. I'm sure you've all read it or seen the movie 1984. I mean, what kind of a total psychopath do you have to be to like want this type of control over other people? It's insane. I mean, it's like watching American Psycho or, you know, getting the narratives that we get from serial killers, right? And these are all the people who are putting these laws in place that are going to enslave us, right? So writing a diary is also consistent of a thought crime then. Now, of course, they would say making a YouTube video, posting a blog, same difference, right? Those things didn't exist back when the novel was written. But writing a diary, the protagonist Winston Smith commits a thought crime when he purchases a diary and writes his forbidden thoughts in it. This act of recording his private memories and feelings is a direct challenge to the party's control over reality. Sexual relationships, right? You already see how they've tried to pretty much make people want to, well, we know what they've done with pornography, and most people are just content on pornography. Most people are content on interacting now with AI as a girlfriend. I mean, it's getting insane, right? And of course, the stuff they've done with politics, they started baiting people during COVID. Should you date someone who's vaccinated? Should you date someone who's unvaccinated? Right? To make people not want to date anybody who, you know, voted the opposite way than they do. So sexual relationships in the book, the party controls and suppresses the sexual instincts of its members, viewing romantic or loving relationships as a potential source of emotional loyalty that could compete with devotion to the party. Winston and Julia's secret affair is thus a significant thought crime. And rebelling against the party, any action, no matter how small, that rebels against party authority is a form of thought crime. This includes even minor facial expressions that suggest abnormality or having something to hide. And if you can't see how we're headed towards that, just think about the stuff we hear every day with assault. If you watch sports or hear anything about sports, right, we have people who are getting shamed out of the stadium, people yelling something at the player like, "You suck, buddy." Oh, they put it on the main thing on ESPN. Oh, this person yelled obscenity. Oh, and then the player, remember we had the baseball player, I covered that on my other channel before that one got terminated. The baseball player who started crying because somebody yelled something about his mom while he was batting and took it personally. I mean, this is the society we live in, how soft it's become, all by design. They've made everybody that way. They've made them that way for manufacturing behavior. So a facial expression, one of these days, is going to be considered assault. I mean, spitting on somebody, even though that's disgusting and it's, you know, one of the lowest things you could do, is considered assault in 2025. Like 20 years ago, if you spit on somebody, you would just get knocked out for it, or you would get, what's coming to you for doing something like that. Or you'd just be looked at as like the biggest scumbag on earth. Now, you probably serve more time than a rapist or a pedophile, right? So facial expressions, and then, of course, the consequences for these thought crimes, okay? Ultimate control, the party's greatest fear, losing control of its members' minds by making thought crime the worst offense. The party aims to eliminate any possibility of revolution before it can be conceived, of course. And that's what they're trying to prevent now, a revolution, which is why they have everybody divided between two parties that they control, because that's how you get the people to stay down and not rise up and say, "You're not giving us a digital ID. You're not forcing vaccines in our bodies. You're not forcing smart meters on our homes. You're not putting these 5G towers up without our consent." No, they just do it, because everybody remains divided. Everybody's trying to figure out what's real information and what's not, when they should just know that the news is manufactured. So everything you're hearing on the television is just manufactured. It's there to divide and distract, right? So the thought police are the ruthless and omnipresent force that enforces the rule against thought crime. They use extensive surveillance technology. Oh, it sounds like what those data centers are getting built for. Like telescreens to monitor citizens. Like, why don't you just say Palantir, right? Which I've covered many times, who was bringing in pre-crime and thought police by monitoring what you're looking at online and then determining if you're a threat to the government or a threat to your neighbors ahead of time and arresting you for it. And the people will cheer for it. Because all they have to do is come out and say, "Hey, you know, school shootings are down since we started implementing this thought police, and we've been arresting people, and now there's no school shootings anymore." And everyone will go, "That's great. Keep doing it," right? Until, of course, you are framed for it because you're a conspiracy theorist and you're questioning the party that's in power. That's what we're headed towards. So the use of extensive surveillance and the constant fear of being watched makes people censor their own thoughts. Now, I've talked about that. When Larry Fink and all these guys are talking about behavioral control, think about how much we all are thinking twice about what we post. I think twice about it. I'm not going to be a hypocrite. Is it going to get my channel deleted from YouTube? Is there a point in me talking about, let's say, for example, the Synagogue of Satan or the blood libel, when I know the second I put the video up, the channel will be terminated? So by me saying, "Well, it would be stupid for me to do that, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to lose my YouTube channel again." Well, that's a way that they control it, right? Because someone like me is censoring my own thoughts. I'm afraid to say what I want to say because of censorship. And right now, the crime is, well, you lose your YouTube channel, you lose your ability to speak online. Eventually, the crime is going to jail. So we'll all censor how we think and what we say. You'll be afraid to comment under somebody's video because you'll be like, "Well, now if I call somebody fat, that's considered a hate crime. So I won't call someone fat, I won't call someone a loser. I'll be nice, as nice as I can be." And it'll continue, they'll just continue to tweak that to a point where you can't even say anything anymore without smiling, right? You have to smile, agree with everything as the government tasers you in the nads. That's pretty much what we're headed towards. So torture and brainwashing is up next. When thought criminals are sent to the Ministry of Love, where they're tortured and re-educated to love Big Brother, the punishment is not just about forcing a confession, but about breaking a person's will and replacing their independent identity with complete devotion to the party. This is all stuff you're seeing going on right now. Look how devoted these people are to the parties. Conservatives used to just be Christians mainly, or people with conservative ideologies that might still even vote for a Democrat because things weren't so crazy. It wasn't like, "Oh, I'm a conservative to the day I die, thick and thin," you know, because that would be considered a communist for the most part, loyal to the party. I've said this a million times, we have dual communism going on right now. And ever since that fake assassination attempt, I had somebody comment today,
Fake assassination attempt? What are you talking about?
What planet are you on, buddy? Bah, says the sheeple. You looked at that assassination of Donald Trump, that attempt, and you thought that that was real? Boy, you're living in an alternate world if you thought that was real. It's the worst produced thing that we've seen maybe ever. The narrative, fake. The fact that it was on national TV, fake. The fact they could use a smart bullet from DARPA, fake. Some kid that looks like he can't even read went up on a roof, outsmarted Secret Service, and came that close. Well, the deep state wanted him dead. If the deep state wanted him dead, buddy, they would have killed him a long time ago. I broke that down. The main thing, I said it that week that it occurred. You could see all the Secret Service people. What was their main objective? Get that photo. Because the photograph was the most important thing. That ridiculous photo we always see, the sheeple hold up with Trump pumping his fist, yelling, fight, fight, fight. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you create a psychosis. And that's why it's almost impossible at this point to pull these MAGA supporters out of it. Trump could do anything he wants. He could bring a vaccine back. He could sit there and tell you they're going to cure cancer with mRNA. And they just roll it, whatever. That's my president. Better than the other choice, right? Meanwhile, they're working together. Hello. So, yeah, it's somebody even recently tell me, oh, yeah, well, that's complete devotion to a party where they're showing you these things so fake in front of your face that you're so loyal to the party, you won't question it because it's your party. But if it was Biden in a fake assassination, Tampa, all the conservatives would be like, that's the fakest thing I've ever seen, right? Just like the school shootings. They call them psyops and false flags, unless it's at a Christian school. So then I'm covering all of them. Christian school, psyop. Other school, psyop. These people just pick and choose. Oh, it's not. It's a Christian school. It was a trans person. It has to be real. Huh? Oh, because you're brainwashed into believing this and this fits your narrative for your party. And these people don't realize that they're communists. Incredible. And the last but not least, vaporization. After a re-education, many thought criminals are vaporized. All evidence of their existence is erased from history. This makes it impossible for them to become martyrs for a revolutionary cause. Yeah, I'm probably going to be probably with that right next to, put it on my tombstone. That's probably what's going to occur to me. All right. Thought criminals are vaporized. All evidence of their existence is gone. And of course, last thing they want is some type of revolution. Not that I have the ability to cause one. Not that I would even think about doing it at this point in my life. But I'm joking, obviously, about them doing that to me. But their biggest threat are people who think the way that we think, who see what they're doing with geoengineering, with fake government creation, created events like these shootings. Or you could look at thousands of other things that they do every day and you just look at it, you go, that's fake. The news stories every day. People buy into the stories. They pick the stories that they, oh, did you hear about that? Fake news. The news is scripted. Okay. If somebody gets murdered next to your home and it makes the news, guess what? That's real. Okay. No one's going to argue that. It's on local news. Okay. Well, what do you think local news exists for? Not just national news. To convince you that the news is real, because a lot of the stories are local stories, and then they mix in the big story, whether it's something about Trump or a bill being passed or Charlie Kirk or one of their other psyops that they do. The news will be centered around it, but they'll mix it in. Domestic violent shooting occurs in small town tonight at 6, and you hear about it, like, oh my gosh, that's right up the road. So then obviously it trains your brain to believe that this stuff is real. They mix that in with all government-created psyops. National news, you could forget it. You rarely will ever see anything real unless they're in need of a major distraction to put on the news on the mainstream. If there's something going on they don't want you to know about, they're just like, hey, did you hear about that murder, Gabby Petito, whatever it is, whatever the flavor of the month story is? They'll feed it to you. They'll feed it to you. They'll feed it to you if it happens organically. But 9 times out of 10, it's something that they create themselves. So this is all about censoring speech, censoring people questioning the news. Obviously, they couldn't care less how people look at stories like this. Now, could we say that maybe this isn't true? Of course we could. We could say it. But if people are being arrested, which we've seen, right? We know people are being arrested in the UK for free speech. So the question then goes, how are there jail cells for these people? Because at last there's a lot of people and they're on a lot of prisons. So they've got to be letting people out. And we know during COVID, they were letting people out. Well, what do you think they're letting them out for? They're letting them out for the rest of us. The digital ID coming at the same time as people getting arrested over there, right? 1984, worst crime a person could commit, a thought crime. While Palantir is lumped up with Donald Trump and they're rolling in this AI surveillance, this AI governance, and of course, their thought police algorithm, which will catch people ahead of time. And of course, that's not what it's going to really do. They just need to crank up the propaganda machine, right? From Minority Report, The Thought Police, right? You put a little music behind it.
Imagine a world without murder.
I lost my best friend.
I lost my aunt.
I lost my dad.
I lost my father.
I lost my wife.
Just 6 years ago, the homicide rate in this country had reached epidemic proportions. It seemed that only a miracle could stop the bloodshed. But instead of one miracle, we were given three, the precognitives. Within just 1 month under the pre-crime program, the murder rate in the District of Columbia was reduced 90%.
They were going to be waiting for me in the car.
He was going to rape me.
I was going to be stabbed.
Right here.
Within a year, pre-crime effectively stopped murder in our nation's capital.
In the 6 years we've been conducting our little experiment, there hasn't been a single murder.
And now pre-crime can work for you.
We want to make absolutely certain that every American can bank on the utter infallibility of this system. And to ensure that what keeps us safe will also keep us free.
Pre-crime, it works.
On Tuesday, April 22nd, vote yes on the National Pre-Crime Initiative.
Oh, yeah. You know, people, all of a sudden, crime rates are down to zero. And they hear it every day. They believe it. That's how the sheeple operates. It's down to zero. There's no crime. Right now, all they hear is crime's 100% everywhere. Oh, the cities are running amok. We need the National Guard in there. Yeah. They believe that without seeing it with their own eyes. They believe the other side without seeing, oh, okay, well, we haven't heard about a school shooting on the news, so I guess there's none happening. Well, that's because the government's not carrying them out, right? That's because Big Brother isn't simulating these events or using Manchurian candidates to actually do them. Wow. And then they'll say, well, we arrested all these people. And they'll say, really? And they were searching this, and they were watching a call for an uprising. They were into guns and everything else and didn't seem mentally stable. Well, we arrested those people, and we arrested the people that they listen to because they're radicalizing them, because that's the big term. People are getting radicalized. So people could hear me speak. I could say, don't commit violence. Don't go after anybody, which I always have said, okay? I don't advocate for any of that kind of stuff, right? So I could sit here, I could say it a million times. Don't hurt somebody. Don't be violent. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, just pull yourself away from tech is always what I say. Or they could say, well, that's radicalizing them, pulling them away from tech. Making them kind of go lose their... I mean, they can say whatever they want and use propaganda to spin it to these people, and they will believe it. So that's the world we live in 2025, ladies and gentlemen. The thought police, we have prisoners being let out, rapists, murderers, pedophiles, you name it, right? Getting smaller sentences while they're arresting people over memes and GIFs and other crap that they retweet online. You see where it's going? Because next up is a digital ID, and they won't need to really arrest you for it. Just turn your electricity off. You'll be living like a prisoner anyway. No bank, no electricity, no running water, right? Because they'll go, hey, we don't even need to throw you in jail now. Your home is the prison that you created because of the tech, and we can do whatever we want with you. We'll turn this off, we'll turn it off. Oh, yeah, and your smart locks, we'll activate them. Unbelievable. I thank everybody for being here. Hope you're all doing well. God bless you and your families, as always.